Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Portland, Oregon at about 5:53 a.m.
Yeah.
A special mini-sode boner ep on February 5th.
This Super Sunday.
Two Oceans 11. 12. God damn it, that's the second time I've done that.
Don't ever do that again.
Two Oceans 12, everybody. Joining me is Graham Elwood, of course, whose voice you already heard.
Hi.
He recently had a devastating defeat the hands of Mr. Andy Wood on the second round of the semifinals of the Leonard Maltin game.
I asked those tournament of championships to name it way early. I took gambles that they didn't know it, and I just should have bid the number down. I was dumb. Andy Wood doesn't deserve to win. He's stupid.
All right, you heard it here, you guys. Andy Wood not deserving. Also stupid. So Graham's going to take all this anger out on audience members when he plays head-to-head with them at our show tomorrow night, a stand-up show in Vegas with a little Leonard Maltin game at the end at the Palace Station, Louis Anderson Theater, 8:30. Might not even be hearing this in time to make it, but if you are and you live in the Vegas area, come by.
Come on out.
Right now we are driving from the lovely hotel we stayed at in Portland to Portland Airport. PDX, we call it.
That's right. Call lot. Call sign.
Yeah, and we're going to fly to Vegas because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
We're in a delightful Toyota Yaris.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you what kind of car we're in right now because it's fucking 6 in the morning and we just slept for... We just got 4 hours sleep.
It's great. It's a Toyota Yaris, which is Toyota's, like, smallest, cheapest car. I mean, it's no frills, but huge trunk for a car this size, and good gas mileage.
Yaris! Fantastic shows here in Portland. Thank you to everyone who came out. Thank you for all the gifts. I got more gifts after the show last night than I have in a while. And I really appreciate it. Also, in the future, though, you don't have to bring me gifts. Just coming to see the show is a gift enough to me.
So sweet.
So, and we will be back. I'll definitely be back. Graham will probably be around, too. April 13 and 14. to record episodes of Doug Loves Movies at Helium.
Yeah, that's the weekend of Bridgetown Comedy Festival. We'll also be doing a live recording of Comedy Film Nerds at Bridgetown.
Oh, that's locked in? That's definitely happening?
Sure.
Sure. That is a definite maybe.
Lock it down.
Lock it kind of. Somewhat set. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future Doug Loves Movies guest Dan Telfer. You know Dan Telfer.
Danny T from Chi-Town.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that meant. He says, I'm sure when Romney said he's not concerned about the very poor, he meant I'm concerned the way Jabba the Hutt is about his frog bucket. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I went and saw, the first night that we got to Portland, I went with my buddy Sean Jordan, and we saw Shame at the Living Room Theaters in Portland, where the first time I've ever taken glassware, like a serious cocktail glass and a plate with food on it and real knife and fork, took them into the cinema and sat there and ate that stuff. I guess I might be annoyed by the noises people are making with all that stuff if I wasn't eating, but since I was eating, also I got, like, you know, steak on a stick, so I didn't really have to use the knife and fork, but it was still the first time I've ever had a glass cocktail while watching a movie that's not on a plane or in my living room, so good job, Living Room Theaters.
Oh, Portland is so great. I at Whiffy's food truck has a vegan tofu pot pie that I had that was delightful.
Yeah, well, we went food truck crazy. Oh. I got a crepe from somebody that had some cheese in it.
So great. It's like Hawthorne and 11th or something.
And Shame is kind of, it's an interesting movie. I don't think Michael Fassbender got snubbed, though, for the Oscar. He's good in it, but he was equally good in X-Men and the Sigmund Freud movie. So I don't, you know, he'll be all right. He, don't worry about his snubbing. Same with Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling was really good in three movies last year, but none of them were really, like, amazing,
right.
I didn't think. I liked him best in Crazy Stupid Love of the three movies I saw him in last year. But
speaking of dongs.
Yeah, he shows his dong in Crazy Stupid Dogs?
No, but he's always like, it's right in Steve Carell's face. And they
shoot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder if there's a version of that. Why would I wonder? I don't want to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing about Shame, is the shame I felt comparing my tiny wiener to Fassbender's member.
Oh,
how?
Two assholes. Two assholes.
Let's see. What else did I say about that? Something about... Oh, because I was able to take the cocktails into the movie theater at the Living Room Theaters, I was drunk enough to not get an erection while watching the movie about a sex addict, because he gets it on a lot with some pretty ladies. What's her name? If you want to see Carrie Mulligan, if you want to see her full frontal, this is the movie for you.
Yeah.
You just have to also see his dong. Not in the same scene. They play brother and sister. And we saw... And then Friday afternoon, first matinee of the day, we saw Chronicle.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about it without kind of ruining what's good about it, like, because there's some decent surprises in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, enough with the found footage movies.
Yeah.
We don't need to be constantly having explained to us why a camera's running and that this footage was found later. Who gives a shit? Just
tell the story.
Just make a movie.
Tell a story and sprinkle in a little, like, oh my god, check this crazy footage out. Like, that's like, wow. But just the constant shaky. And, they're fighting where there's a security cam.
It didn't,
cam.
As,
now there's a,
yeah, yeah, but as shaky cams go, it wasn't nauseating. Like,
no.
It didn't bother me, but it was just sort of like, the characters are constantly explaining why they have to be filming all the time. And basically, the reason they're filming all the time is because that's the premise of the movie, is that these things happen to them and they were filming it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if every, like, superhero movie, superheroes are filming it themselves, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Not that that's going to happen. Now it's time for Not For A Metaphobes. In Chronicle, there's some serious vomiting going on. There's a party scene. Again, I don't want to give away too much, but there's a party scene where a young man is going to have one of his first, probably his first sexual experience, and he gets nervous and he throws up in the... So look for a girl with pink hair. And you know that it's about to go down. And then there's a little bit of... Actually, a lot of, like, dry heaving and gagging throughout the movie. So if you're a serious emetophobe, I'd say go ahead and skip Chronicle. All right, this has been Not for Emetophobes. And we're... How far away do you think we are from the airport, Graham?
Maybe less than 5 minutes.
Oh, crap. We got to play a quick build a title, and then we've got to return the rental car and fly to Las Vegas. Last night, a couple things happened last night. One dude took me aside, or didn't take me aside, but asked me before the show how we recorded these episodes in the car. He's like, what kind of microphone do you have on your iPhone? I was like, my iPhone's microphone. These are done completely. I know the sound isn't great, but I bet you if you had a professional microphone, you would hear all this driving noise that people are hearing right now. And this is a pretty nice recording device. And also last night, the guy that beat you in the Leonard Maltin game on the second show,
Garrett,
he not only submitted a category to me through Twitter that I used on the last episode of the show, but I repeated the category tonight to him.
Yeah.
He came up with, based on a two story, the movies with, bless you, movies with House in the title.
House.
So he got to play his own category. It was the weirdest timing that came up, because I had like 10 categories loaded in. All right, great story. Now it's time for, we'll do best 2 out of 3 on build a title. This title was suggested by Digi Revolt, D-I-G-I Revolt, and it's the film of View to a Kill, A View to a Kill, but we dropped the A. Can you, Graham Elwood, think of a movie that ends in view or begins with kill?
A View to a Killing Fields.
All right. That's got to be a stopper. Oh, no. Yeah, View to a Killing Fields. Oh, no. Fields ruins Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Fields is tough. Fields probably isn't the first word in a movie title. So, I'm going to do A Room with a View. So, Room is your tie. Room with a View to a Killing Fields. Anything that ends in room?
Room.
Besides the room?
The room.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't count. The bedroom.
Oh, you son of a...
Bitch.
Bedroom. bed. Something ends in bed. I'm sure there's something.
Dangerously close.
Dangerously close to a bed? I would like to go back to sleep. All right, Graham, I'll give you the point on that one.
Okay.
S.A. Dolan suggested Red Tails. So you need a movie that the title that ends in red or begins with tails. Red or tails?
Red?
Don't stall. You can't say reds. Here, think about it for a second. There still might be some tickets left for Doug Loves Movies at the Vancouver Comedy Festival. The first show sold out, so we added another one February 17th at 7 p.m. Go to VancouverComedyFest.com, if there is such a thing, and try to get tickets. Red Tails, anything?
Big Red, Hot Red, the Big Red one.
How about Judge Dredd Tales?
Oh!
Yeah, motherfucker. And then Tales from the Crypt. All right, we're all tied up.
Ooh, coming up. They're coming up with the rental car returns.
Stay-at-home Buzz suggested Black Dog. So you need something that ends in black or begins with dog.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Day Afternoon. All right. I'll go...
I'm over here.
Men in Black. Classic way to go when you have the word black. So you need something that ends in men or begins in afternoon or noon.
A Few Good Men.
Yeah, Few Good Men in Black, Dog Day After Noon Till 3? Is that a movie?
What do you mean?
Noon Till 3? Yeah. There's something noon. There's high noon. 3 o'clock high. What was the first part? A few. Nephew. The world's oldest nephew.
Wow.
Yeah. Graham Elwood made up build a title. All right, you win, Graham.
Yay, we're pulling into the rental car.
Who are we going to call shithead at the end? I guess I get to decide because I lost.
Yeah, you did lose.
And you won nothing. So, it's going to be a good shithead. Oh, I wish I could remember that. I know what I'll say. Because there's a girl last night named Destiny who lost on the Leonard Maltin game versus you, and she had a shithead written on her sign.
Oh, cool.
But I'm not going to remember the name of the shithead, but maybe I can have Matt Belknap drop it in later. I'm going to tape a Benson interruption at Nerd Melt in Los Angeles on Monday, February 22nd. And Graham, what do you got coming up? Should people go to lapodfest.com?
Yes. A Kickstarter for this LA Podcast Festival. It's going to have WTF, Never Not Funny, 40-Year-Old Boy, Jackie Cation's Dork Forest, Comedy Film Nerds, Minivan Man, and many more. And you're going to be a guest on.
Yeah, I'll probably come by and be on some of those.
Yeah, so it'll be in October, so check it out, lapodfest.com.
Powerful, as Joe Rogan likes to say. And as always, as we're pulling in right now, returning the rental car, there's a dude from the rental car company pointing to where we're supposed to park. And as always, some character whose name I can't remember from Game of Thrones is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.